Welcome back to the Anxious Tradeswoman podcast, where I, your host, Louise Azzopardi, share what I've learned through the years, through the tears, so you don't have to. This is episode 39, and this episode is proudly supported by MEGT, and I will talk a bit more about them later on. So in today's episode, I'm going to talk about breaking up with workplaces. Not breaking up with workmates, not workplace relationships. I have a whole episode on those. But breaking up with workplaces. So often when we are working somewhere, we can be like, it's just a job, I'm just here to get money. But you tend to build a relationship with that workplace. It might be a love-hate relationship that you have with your workplace, a love-love, a love-hate. There's so many different flavors. Toxic positivity, just the same as any romantic relationship or friendship or family relationship. There are so many different flavors of relationship. You've got your casual flings, and then you've got your more serious, or you've got your lifelong friend, the family member that's just always there. You know, you've got so many different types of relationships. And what I mean by breaking up with your workplace is all the feelings that you have when you leave that workplace. Whether it's you leaving the workplace or the workplace breaking up or firing or pushing you out, there's so many different flavors, just like with relationships. And then also, the same thing with relationships, there's a lot of feelings with leaving your workplace. It can be, you know, that, you know, what went wrong, what did I do wrong kind of feeling that you can have when you get blindsided by someone, when you get blindsided by a workplace. Or there can be the feeling that you've settled with someone and, you know, the person's amazing, the workplace is amazing, but you think there's something more for you. There's more for you. And you might leave that person, leave that workplace and move on. And then there's always that pinch of, you know, it was really good. It was really good. Am I going to find something as good, or was I crazy? You can have those thoughts and feelings about leaving a workplace by choice. But then sometimes there's that, you know, that partner that you have that just drives you insane. And, you know, they fight with you and they argue with you. And it's almost like they want to break up with you, but they're not quite doing it. And then you end up leaving. That can happen with a workplace as well. Workplaces can bully people out. Just like that partner who doesn't have the balls to break up with you, the workplace doesn't have the balls, or, you know, there's too many loopholes or whatever to fire you. So they make you miserable and make you want to leave. And then there's a toxic workplace, just like a relationship where everything, it's just normal that everything is so toxic, that everyone's on edge, everyone's bullying each other. Like, that's just normal. And then you leave that, and then obviously you have the thoughts and feelings about, how did I get into this situation? Am I crazy? There's that kind of gaslit feeling of, was it me? What did I do? It was my fault. Oh, there was actually nothing wrong. And the thought that, oh, there was actually nothing wrong, I find happens in toxic positivity kind of situations. You know, there's those relationships that people have where they post everything on social media and it's amazing and life's amazing and look at us, we're amazing. Oh my God, we're so cute. Hashtag couple goals. There's workplaces that do that on social media, that do that at events. They're always sponsoring the women in events, and they're always like, yes, we support women, we support diversity, yes, mental health in the workplace, we want all our employees to be happy and da 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 da. But on the inside, where the public eye doesn't see, it's not great. Just like those couples on social media, there are those workplaces that are on social media and on events and out in public being amazing, but behind closed doors, they are not amazing. And, you know, you have the people who say, oh, why did you leave that company? Why did you leave that person? Because from the outside, everything looks amazing, but it actually isn't. Now, there's a few different flavors, like we have gone through, but the most important part is that we allow ourselves to feel the feelings and process emotions. Like with relationships, if we don't sort out our shit before we get into our next relationship, then we take that baggage with us. And, you know, the next workplace, they don't know what to do with the baggage. They don't know that you have the baggage. They don't, it's not their problem because it's not theirs. There's all that kind of stuff there. So we want to make sure that we let ourselves feel the feelings. The joy and excitement of finding something new. That, oh shit, did I make the right decision? And allow yourself to feel those feelings. The tears of being blindsided. Navigating those feelings of confusion if you've been gaslit or you've been, you know, convinced of something, or you've had that toxic positivity and you're like, I'm so confused. Like, especially as women, when we have that toxic positivity in a workplace, it, you know, you put, if you're advocating for women, I'm just using women as an example, so men, non-binary, whatever group you're advocating for, you tend to put yourself out in the public and you'd be proud of the place that you work for and all that kind of thing. And it's attached to your personal brand. Then you leave because it was awful behind the scenes. And what do you do with that? What do you do with those thoughts and feelings? And so often we just push them down because it's just work. We shouldn't have so many thoughts and feelings about it. But I call bullshit. We spend so much of our time there. Of course we're going to have thoughts and feelings about that workplace. Now, I will probably end up doing a whole episode on each of the different types of workplaces, the toxic positivity, the leaving for, you know, the grass is greener on the other side. It's not you, it's me. I really got to put these into more of a refined space and have some names for them, which I'm actually coming up with like on the fly as I'm doing right now. But I've had a few of my girls, my clients, you know, in these situations, you know, one has just, you know, kind of it's, you know, the grass is greener on the other side kind of thing. And she's like taking an opportunity that is great. It's going to progress her career. I've got another person that I was speaking to, which was the toxic positivity. She was advocating, she was loving it. And then they cut all her hours, cut her overtime, said all these horrible things about her and laid her off. And I, like, you know, the thoughts and feelings that are attached to that are really important to process. So then you can start fresh. So you can make the most out of your next opportunity. So you can learn from the experience that you had. So then you can go into your next experience, your next relationship or your next workplace with more tools, resources, and you've grown a lot. All right, so that's breaking up with a workplace. I love making things up. This is my favorite part of being a coach and posting things on social media and having these conversations, because I never heard it worded this way. And, you know, I wish I had, because I've had the gaslit, the toxic positivity workplace. I've had the workplace where it's been like a family, but I had to leave because it wasn't what I needed anymore. You know, like, you have these things and the feelings that come up, they're strong and powerful, and it's powerful to be able to process that. All right, so I am a life coach for women who work in male-dominated spaces, as well as people who work in male-dominated spaces. So if you want some help or support with any of the things that I spoke about today, if you are processing a workplace breakup, breaking up with a workplace, and you want a bit of help and you think I'm the person to help you, please reach out to me through my social medias. I'm Louise as a Party Coaching on Instagram and Louise as a Party on LinkedIn and on Facebook. You're more than welcome to connect with me. And I would really, you know, I'm going to put in a word for our sponsor today, which is MEGT. So MEGT are a national apprenticeship network provider for Australia, and they host Women in Trade events all over the country. I am currently the MEGT Women in Trade Ambassador, and we've got a few events lined up all over the country in the next couple of months. So check out their website, www.megt.com.au. And go to the Women in Trades tab, and there will be a thing for events, and that's where all the event information will be. I would love to meet up with you, say hi to you, give you a hug, be a shoulder to cry on if you really just need to let out something. And if you've got any exciting news, I'd love for you to bring it along and share it with us. It would be amazing. All right. That is the end for this episode. Please like, share, subscribe. Some people have been sharing and it's been amazing to hear what people have been getting out of the podcast. So please, if you can, share it with your network or someone else you think would get value out of this. And I just wanted to let you know before we log off that I believe in you. I know you are doing the best you can with what you have right now. You're always learning and you are enough. I will see you in the next episode.